The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Welcome back to hour number two, the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing, so there's no insurance required. And the best part of all is you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information, which we do each and every week at this time. And we thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the show, in this hour of the program, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. He is an expert in his field, and he is with us in just a few radio minutes. He's the host of his own daily radio show in Las Vegas, the Staying Healthy Show. He's also a naturopathic physician and master herbalist, and also a researcher investigating alternatives to CBD-containing products to treat a variety of ailments. Now, a lot of you, unfortunately, you're using these CBD products, and they can have some consequences, unintended consequences, such as if you get drug testing or drug tested in your occupation, in the workplace. And even though, you know, unfortunately, the drug tests, they don't discriminate between somebody that smoked a joint yesterday and another individual who had taken these CBD tinctures or other preparations that might have just a trace, the so-called THC-free products, but they've taken them over several months, and yet people are losing their jobs and careers and retirements or reputation because of this. So this is information you need to know, and we'll have it for you in just a few radio minutes with Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and he has been in the health field for over three decades, and we will take advantage of his expertise in learning about this all-important topic, because a lot of you are using CBD products. It's one of the most popular remedies in natural food stores and other outlets, as well as online, and you're thinking that, this is the way to go instead of taking or using medical marijuana or some of the other products out there, but you might be sadly mistaken. All right, let's talk about other drugs for a minute, and that is smoking a joint can make your memory hazy. Cannabis use really does weaken your memory. This is people who gave up smoking saw their cognitive abilities improve after just a week. This was a randomized trial from Massachusetts General Hospital. They recruited, I won't get into all the details, but they had 88 people who used cannabis at least once a week, and then two-thirds of them chosen at random were incentivized with cash to quit for a month. But get this, with regular urine tests to keep everyone honest. I like that. At the start of the trial, and then once a week, they took tests on memory. Well, the quitters scored significantly better in these tasks in the first week and stayed at that level for the rest of the month compared to those who kept using the cannabis. All right, and a reminder of the drug interaction potential with opioids and the hazards of overdosing. You know, a lot of people are taking these, and they're also taking other drugs with them, a chemical cocktail, if you will. Or sometimes, just as bad, they're taking the opioids with the cocktail. And you need to be aware that the overdoses of prescription opioids are sometimes the result of these interactions, like opioids and sleep aids, for instance, don't mix, and that's for a dangerous reason. The drugs suppress your central nervous system, which controls pain signals. But so does alcohol, and alcohol may speed up these slow-release opioids, which are meant to release or work gradually in the system, and the combo could be fatal or lethal, so something to be aware of. All right, so much for drugs. How's your neighborhood? Is your neighborhood helping or hurting your health? This is interesting. Traditional or urban areas, that's good because people being able to walk and shop in their own neighborhood is a plus for exercise. What about the burbs, the suburbs? A bigger home with access to land and greenery, that's a boon for mental health. But this is surprising. What about gated communities? Do you live in a gated community? Being sequestered from society does not make residents feel any safer or happier. On the other hand, cluster housing, folks living in a mixed or in a mix of traditional and suburban homes feel safest and are the most social. So there you go on neighborhoods and health. All right, let's go to the fitness file. Okay, how strength training can prevent diabetes. Now, cardio is often recommended for controlling blood sugar, but research actually shows that working with weights can be more effective. Cardio workouts let your muscles use glucose right away, which is good, but the effects wear off within 2 to 72 hours. This is from an exercise physiologist and diabetes expert. She says that strength training has more lasting effects. In fact, the effect is so powerful that in one study, strength training reduced postmenopausal women's risk of diabetes by 43%. So that's good news. The best is a combination of the two, because I just saw a study this week that came out on longevity, and they found that, three times a week, 30 or 45 minutes at a time doing aerobic exercise or running. They were doing runners, and they found that that really boosted longevity as well as levels of health and happiness. Okay, you'll drop weight and also lose inches and stay alive longer if you go for 15,000 steps a day. Now, I know that even 1,000 steps seems like a lot, but 15,000 steps, that's equivalent, and I know this seems like, 7 miles is what it works out to be, because, you know, they always say the 10,000 steps, which is about 5 miles, is what you should do. But this was the distance beneficial to walk daily to maintain a healthy weight, trim waistline, and a reduced risk of cardiac disease. So, but, you know, like I always say, folks, any exercise is better than none. It's like money, you know, having a little money is better than being completely flat broke, and having a lot of money is better than having a little money. So same with movement is like money. More movement is like more money. It's better. Okay, enough said. Going to extremes, you know, Americans do extremes better than any other race on earth in history, for that matter. But almost 37% of American adults are now considered obese. On the flip side, 4% suffer from exercise dependence. That is, they train so much that they suffer withdrawal symptoms if they stop. But hey, I'll take the 4%. I'd rather be in the 4% category than the 37% category. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. How big is your Adam's apple? David, what does my Adam's apple have to do with sexual health? Well, you got to listen up on this. The folklore or the folk tale is that back in the beginning, you know, Adam should not have taken that apple from Eve in the Garden of Eden, and when he yielded to her temptation, the piece of fruit stuck on the way down. That's the kind of the folklore cause or reason that we have Adam's apples. Well, ever since, that's been the thing. But anyway, hence the name Adam's apple. And in truth, though, the growth of the visible knot that you see in a man's throat is stimulated by male hormones, testosterone. And because women have a small amount of this hormone, they have a small version of the Adam's apple. So maybe we should call it, not the Eve's apple, the Eve's grape or the Eve's berry or something. I don't know, because it's so much smaller. Okay. All right. Elsewhere, how about this? A condom that lubricates itself. next generation of condoms can lubricate itself with a polymer coating that turns slippery once it comes into contact with body fluids. It doesn't seem to dry out. Now, most condoms, as you may know, are coated with some sort of lubricant like a silicone oil. But this and other oils, whether it's based on water or oil, are absorbed by the skin, so the lubrication wears off. Well, Boston University researchers treated this these condoms with a water-loving coating, which I'm not going to – it's a long, involved name. But anyway, it turns slippery on meeting water and body fluids, and it apparently won't wear off. So they're already using it to lubricate medical devices, but it's going to need approval for condom use. But stay tuned and tell you more about that in the future. All right, let's see. And just a tip for men regarding prostate health, elevated PSA levels – the test results don't always mean you have prostate cancer. In fact, only 1 in 4 men with a PSA level between 4 and 10 have the disease. So keep that in mind if you get a higher number back from your doctor's test. And for you women, this SIP reduces urinary urgency by 47%. Well, this is a shocking statistic. You know, you always think of men getting up in the middle of the night a few times a night to go to the bathroom because of their enlarged prostate. But turns out that 76% of women over 40 also have to wake up at night to use the restroom. And they say that drinking a – this is Turkish research – drinking a baking soda solution found that it reduced their nighttime bathroom visits by 37%, and they felt 47% less urgency all day. And they say that making or taking the baking soda makes urine alkaline, so it doesn't irritate the urinary tract and it reduces the symptoms. But I will caution you. By the way, the dosage was a half a teaspoon of baking soda and a cup of water twice a day, drinking that twice a day. But the caveat here is, and we've reported on this before, is beware of UTIs, the urinary tract infections that can be the result of a high pH. So I don't know, you might try it if you have this issue, but maybe just on a temporary basis. Okay, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Here's a sign for you bachelors: dust. It's what gives a home a warm and fuzzy feeling. Yeah, and some homes are fuzzier than others. All right, here's a woman praying, "Dear Lord, please don't let my husband be home when all my online orders arrive. Amen." All right, I guess that was a result of Cyber Monday. There are three ladies in the kitchen frosting a chocolate cake, and one says, "If only we could cover up all our mistakes with frosting." Wouldn't that be nice? And here's an actual headline from comedian Jay Leno some time ago. We did the show, if you remember, or if you were with us in the first hour, on plant-based diets. Well, here's an animal rights group to hold meeting at steakhouse. From Great Falls, Montana, an animal rights group hopes to change Americans' meat-eating ways scheduled a meeting here today at the Black Angus Steakhouse. Excuse me, waiter, before we begin this meeting, I'll have 2 lamb chops and a New York sirloin, right? Okay, a couple of signs that I saw. Patience. It's what you have when there are too many witnesses. Yes, if there only all these people weren't around, I'd act completely different. And how about this one? Permanently tired. Actually, I'm retired. I was tired yesterday, and I'm tired again today, so that makes me retired. Okay. And finally, just a couple more here, and then we'll get on to our guest, Dr. Jeff Burke, who I think we're getting him on the phone pretty soon. I think we are in the process of getting him on. Lead-lined coffins called health risk. This is from Sydney, Australia. Australian funeral workers in New South Wales say they are prone to strain injuries because the state insists lead-lined coffins be used for above-ground internments. We've had back and shoulder issues or injuries, as well as hernias, said Lyle Pepper, head of the New South Wales Funeral and Allied Industries Union. And finally, someone told me I was immature. Well, I guess, yeah, guess who's not allowed in my treehouse anymore? Yeah. All right. Okay, that's it for the, I guess it's just a half a laugh instead of a laugh and a half today on the Funny Bone Pharmacy. I'll try to be funnier next week. But, you know, I can't make everyone happy. After all, I'm not bacon, for goodness sake. I mean, you know, Okay, here's one more for you. The secret of enjoying a good wine. Number one, open the bottle to allow it to breathe. Number two, if it does not look like it's breathing, give it mouth to mouth. Okay. All right, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back from this brief break, we will have more information for your good health on CBD alternatives and some of the hazards of those of you that are using CBD for a variety of ailments or issues regarding your health. Also, later to come in the hour, Dick Allgaier's health report and much more information for your good health. Here on Dr. Health, I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Waterston. More than 6 million Americans are losing their sight to blinding diseases such as macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosa. But there is hope. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge to find treatments and cures for these devastating diseases. For free information on the latest treatments and research, or to find out how you can help, call the Foundation at 800-844-1174. That's 800-844-1174.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is your personal physical instructor, Jack LaLanne. You know, I have a very, very important message. And the first exercise I want you to do, to make sure you tune in every Saturday to the Dr. Health Radio Show with David Snow.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Exercise your ears here at Dr. Health. Hey, we believe in full disclosure of show ingredients. So there is no sugar-coated information, artificial statistics, or genetically altered facts. It's health without the hype here on here, where more information equals less medication. And we welcome you back to the program. David Snow on your radio. And the on our phone conference line to Las Vegas, Nevada is Dr. Jeff Burke. He's the host of his own radio show, a daily radio show. Wow, that's a lot of work. In Las Vegas, the Staying Healthy Show. He's also a naturopathic doctor and master herbalist, as well as a researcher investigating alternatives to CBD-containing products to treat a variety of ailments. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Burke. How the health are you?
I am doing wonderful. What an honor to be on your show, sir.
Well, likewise. You know, we've seen each other at different health conventions and conferences, and I've never had you on. You've never had me on, so we got to change that. So, anyway, thanks for being there out there, Dr. Burke. And let's first of all talk about some of the. I kind of tease people with some of the information we're going to be talking about, and that is, as far as the CBD topic of popularity in the media and also in stores and people actively using these products. They supposedly contain only traces of THC, which is what the drug tests try to distinguish or to detect. But yet people using these apparently for legitimate purposes, you know, not because they smoked a joint yesterday, but they've been taking a tincture for 3 or 4 months, and apparently there's traces of THC, and then they still get that they get tested positive for drugs in their job, and they're losing their careers, their retirements, their, you know, of course, reputation. Tell us about some of the concerns that people need to know about regarding the use of these so-called natural CBD products.
Well, I think we need to remember right from the very beginning that there are a lot of places in the United States now where, here in Nevada, we are a recreational and medicinal cannabis state. So the mentality basically is that everybody can use cannabis, everybody can use CBD, it's no problem, it's legal, I'm fine, I'm covered. The problem is people don't take into consideration that the small amount of THC that is in your CBD can still test you positive in some of the tests that they are doing. And that being said, you know, I've learned how to work with people and they want to take CBD. The first thing I ask them is, are you allowed to take CBD in your job or your career? And they usually look at me like that deer in the headlights look. And I'm like, you have to remember that because it's okay here does not mean it's okay for you. So I work with a lot of sports athletes. I work with a lot of policemen and pilots and air traffic controllers and firemen and teachers and doctors and nurses. And these people really have in their contracts, they have to make sure that they're not using anything illegal. And on a federal level, THC is still illegal. So it's not just about being able to use CBD. And I'm an advocate of CBD. I do not have a problem with it at all if you can use it. So it's interesting to know that you have to make sure that you are asking yourself the question, if I was to be tested tomorrow and test negative for everything that they're looking for, I would be fine. But what if I tested positive? I mean, what if would I lose my job? And if you can answer yes to that, you might have to second guess the situation.
And I should mention, Dr. Burke, that Consumer Lab, I just uncovered this information, which does testing on natural products. They stated that about 10% of people who use CBD can test positive for THC, which is, I mean, when you think about all the people, the percentage of the population using these CBD products, that's thousands and thousands and thousands of people that could conceivably test positive for THC.
Well, and the other side of that coin is because it is legal, let's say here and many other states now, people are not just picking up their CBD at their brick and mortar health food store. They're also picking them up at dispensaries.
Oh,
and
right.
Sometimes their mentality is that everything is the same. I have a friend that picked up a CBD from the dispensary and it was 14%. Now, in the health food stores, you're seeing 3% or less, sometimes less than 1%, and you know you're going to have a much lower chance of testing positive that way. But if you're picking it up at a dispensary, many times they don't even tell you what percentage it is. So there is that safety trust factor, but you really have to do your own homework and ask yourself if it is okay for you. I've seen remarkable things with CBD, but you have to find out whether you're a candidate.
And also, if it's a lower chance of or the dosage is lower, is it also a lower chance of results that people will get or the benefits they'll get from it?
Well, I think the benefit of using CBD is that you can see results in many different areas. Not everybody responds the same because CBD is one nutrient product, let's say, that's covering a whole gamut of things. Many people try to use it for everything from their mood to anti-inflammatory benefits to sleep to helping them just feel better and be more relaxed and edginess and anxiety. And that's a lot to just kind of expect out of one product. So you may see results in every category. You may only see results in one category.
Yeah, yeah.
So the only way you'll know is by trying it, I guess.
And then
people that want to try it.
Yeah, and then also the dosing. You know, one company's product, I was looking at some of the products out there. Some deliver 10 or 15 milligrams per serving in their capsules, while their liquid versions might have 3 or 5 milligrams, and other products claim 250 milligrams of hemp oil and, And then I've seen other brands of CBD that deliver 20 milligrams. So it's all over the map, you know. The most common dosages, according to recent scientific literature and medicine, say you need 300 or 400 milligrams. So, people, a lot of times, wouldn't you say that a lot of the results people are getting sometimes are just placebo results?
I don't know if I would say placebo, because I've seen people that I know on the level are very well educated, and they have seen results going into it with a kind of like chip on our shoulder kind of, I dare you to work for me idea, you know. And I got to tell you an interesting thing. When I used the CBD for myself, it did not help me. It did not do anything for me, except I got rid of my migraine headaches.
Okay.
Now, that was very big for me because I was in the inside looking out. Did it relax me? No. Did it help me sleep? No. Did it help me do any of the other things that other people I know were getting results? No, but it made my migraine headaches go away. For me, that was the one thing I took away from it. So I think it's individual. I think a lot of people are using CBD because it's kind of the it thing to be doing right now. But I am seeing results. I guess we really don't know how to measure the result.
Well, and also the fact that epilepsy, which is why people use CBD in the first place, that's been then pretty much proven. But other than that, it reminds me so much of homeopathy, where all these companies come out with these products, homeopathy to stop smoking, homeopathy to increase your sex drive, all these. And it was never meant for those purposes in the first place anyway. I mean, you know, there's no proof that that it works for any of those conditions. And so I think people are trying to use this as a be-all, end-all, cure-all, and trying to have it have so many applications. Of course, the companies are wanting to do that, to maximize that so that they maximize their sales. But I think it's gotten so out of control. And then the regulations, what kind of regulations are there in this CBD industry?
It's all over the place.
Yeah. I think there'll be some
generalized parameters put into place, but there's just too many things that are up in the air right now with it, whether or not it's going to be something that lasts and it's sustainable, or whether it's going to be something that they take away. I think it's gotten to be quite powerful in the industry, so I think it will remain, but I think there will be parameters that'll be put on it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is we know that cannabis and hemp, in the form of CBD derived from hemp, do work on your endocannabinoid system. I mean, we understand that it does. What the results are going to vary for everybody.
And let's get people straight on the facts on the fact that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these substances, Dr. Burke, and that is the reason it's called cannabinoids or the endocannabinoids. That's the first plant it was discovered in, but there are many other plants that have these same compounds that can give you the same results without the controversy and without the possible drug testing risks that you would get by consuming something like a CBD product.
You know, when I first spoke to the guys at Expo West last year, you know, I've been doing this for a very long time, as you have. And, you know, I was looking for something to kind of get me involved back out in the industry. I do a lot of radio from home, but I wanted to start educating again. And as we were talking, we started talking, because I'd already been well-versed in CBD. And I started talking to them, and I started thinking to myself, these guys are really onto something because of the fact that they are coming from a different angle. They have actually done the testing on other plants and other phytocannabinoids that still bring to the table the same effects with enhancing and unlocking those, that lock and key situation in the endocannabinoid system in the body. Now, the wonderful thing about using these wonderful plants is that they take our body a little bit farther. They give us more of a noticeable effect. They are safe and safely cannabis and THC free. So of course they're legal in all 50 states. They are very gentle, except for, I would say, the people that are using it maybe with CBD together, they might have to moderate their CBD dosage. But using these plants by themselves, the effectiveness has been unbelievably dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think that they came out with them being more product specific, you know, for, you know, like condition specific products, we have seen remarkable benefits. And I kind of just attached myself to the line because I wanted to be able to, Well, let me back up a little bit.
Dr. Berg, you didn't mention the product, the Emerald. You're talking about Emerald Health Bioceuticals, aren't you?
I am, but I wanted to create a little bit more of this for people.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take the wind out of your sails.
Sorry. That's okay. It went right back up. We're good. Being in the industry as long as I have, there was nothing worse than waiting on people in a health food store who come in very excited about using something, and after further conversation and discussion, you find out that they're not a candidate. Now, using when CBD has come out, this has been reawakened in many health food stores, because as you talk to people, you may find out that they're not a candidate for CBD because they're a policeman or a fireman.
Right.
So you let the air out of their sails. So here steps in Emerald Health Bioceuticals, who comes out with these beautiful products, five products to start with, that use these wonderful plant cannabinoids, if you will. And they are these amazing blended combinations that give us the same effect or more, which I think is more, than we're getting from things like cannabis and CBD from hemp. And people are getting great results, but the safety factor is there.
Exactly.
And they're also able to use them in their main categories that they're concerned with. People go into health food stores to buy CBD for five major reasons. They want to sleep better. They want to help their inflammation and their pain. They want to be in a better mood. They want their anxiety to be better, and they want to sleep better. Mm-hmm. Those are the main reasons people take CBD. And Emerald Health Bioceuticals came out with five products hitting all of those areas. They're beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And so you recommend these to your patients or listeners on a regular basis, I guess?
Every day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty regular. okay. Now, what about hemp oil? Now, I know a lot of people, they might use that in their diet, or some of these companies, they say, 250 milligram hemp oil. Oh, ours has 1,000 milligram hemp oil, And so does hemp oil have any actives or things that we need to be concerned about?
No, not really. Okay. Hemp oil itself, really doesn't have a measurable amount of THC that would disrupt or be a problem, because a lot of people do use hemp oil in their everyday diet.
Okay.
I feel very safe recommending it.
All right. Okay. Now, as I mentioned, unfortunately for people that use some of these CBD cannabis products that supposedly contain only traces of THC, the drug tests don't distinguish or discriminate between somebody who smoked a joint yesterday or who had THC build up in their system over several months by taking these tinctures or capsules or oral medications over a long period of time, and they can actually test positive for drugs or for THC. Let's talk about and I mentioned Consumer Labs tested, or they said that about 10% of people who use these CBD products can test positive for THC. But let's talk about the product quality too. That's also an issue, because I've heard in Utah there were 50 cases of poisonings, and there's various levels of the active ingredients in some of these CBD products. So that's another, just the safety, not necessarily the potency or ineffective dosing, but the actual safety of the product itself. So that's something that people need to be aware of with these CBD products.
Well, what I'm hoping for is that they decide what they're going to do as far as regulation and put that in place. And what it will do is it will dramatically reduce the amount of companies that are putting out products that are done the right way. I was actually at a farmer's market the other day, and there was somebody selling CBD at a farmer's market.
Oh, my gosh.
That they have somebody put it together for them, and they don't even know what's in it.
Right, right. Yeah, and they probably don't know the concentration or the dosage or the components and everything. And plus, people metabolize at different rates. One person metabolizes a CBD product is going to be different from another, and so that comes into play as well. Dr. Berk, we need to take a break. If you can stay with us in the second half of the program, we'd appreciate it. When we come back, I want to ask you about alternatives such as the Emerald Health Bioceutical products using those as alternatives to CBD, and then much more information on condition-specific remedies for health and safety. So much more information to come here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio with my guest, Dr. Jeff Berk, the host of his own daily radio show in Las Vegas, The Staying Healthy Show. So If you want to stay healthy, stay with us. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
At 63, this year's Sports Illustrated cover model Christy Brinkley looks as beautiful, youthful, and healthy as ever. Her secret? Regain lost collagen. Add new collagen. Protect her existing collagen. Christy knows that after the age of 21, our natural collagen production slows by 1% per year. By age 30, the signs become visible. That's why her number one beauty supplement is Biosil Hair, Skin, Nails, the clinically proven advanced collagen generator and protector. Unlike the collagen pills and powders that your body breaks down and simply uses as a food source, Biosil from Natural Factors activates your body's own collagen-generating enzymes. In fact, clinical trials prove that Biosil reduces fine lines and wrinkles by 30%, increases skin elasticity by 89%, thickens and strengthens hair by 13%, and dramatically strengthens nails. So when you want to look beautiful, youthful, and healthy like Christy, choose Biosil, the clinically proven advanced collagen generator. To learn more, visit BiosilUSA.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Hey, this is your prescription strength, stress relieving, energy inducing health talk radio show with no chance of an overdose. And we welcome you back to the program, continuing our conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Burke on things that you can take that don't have any side effects and are safe if you get drug tested in the workplace. We talked in the beginning of the show, if you are just tuning us in, we talked about some of the hazards of using these CBD products from the standpoint of occupations. And now, Dr. Burke, you said you work with police officers and firefighters and people like that that get tested on a regular basis, don't they, or at least randomly?
They do.
Yeah, so tell us about, have any of your patients been ever tested positive because of some of the products they were using, such as CBD products?
We've had people across the city and actually across the state in many different places. A lot of federal employees have those, of course, zero tolerances in their contracts as well. I've had people that were using quite a bit of it. I've had people at the hotels.
Oh,
I've
right.
had entertainers that work in shows on the Strip you know, that we're using them, and for pain, and just thinking that everything was perfectly fine, because that mentality of being able to buy them over the counter in your health food store, I mean, who would think that you couldn't use it, especially when you live in a state where all of that is legal.
Right.
So it is an education process, and I'm continually educating. And as I travel around the country, and as I teach and as I lecture, what I have found is that a lot of people kind of have that light bulb aha moment. They're just like, I never ever thought of that. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's talk about the alternative, and that you mentioned earlier about the Emerald Health Bioceuticals product. And this is a Canadian company that has vast experience, because they actually produce CBD up in Canada. They just don't bring it down to the United States, right? And so they've done research on, what is it, six main plants that they have. But it's not like you can take these plants and have the same effect, because they're processed and fractionated in a particular way, or formulated, I should say, in a particular way. Let me just mention, if I recall those, let's see, clove oil, ginger, my favorite herb, flower and spice, black pepper, and what, echinacea and magnolia, and peony.
And peony root.
Yeah, peony root, yeah.
What they have done is they have formulated these together into this wonderful combination called PhytoCan Complex. And this complex is actually in every single one of their products. So you have this foundation that is driving the product to enhance the endocannabinoid system in the body and make these receptor sites last longer and be more resilient and open up the body to balance. And I try to tell people, you know, when you're on radio versus television, you have to paint pictures. And I say it's kind of like a teeter-totter with two 100-pound children on either side, you know, trying to balance themselves in the air without touching the ground. That's the way I describe homeostasis in the body. It's a balancing foundation and a communication. And when you open the doors, the body starts communicating and things start to fall in place. And that's what we're trying to achieve.
What a concept. What a great concept, actually. You can hear that. I take their EndoBrain, which promotes the, helps promote memory and cognition, which I need, because I need to be as fast as I'm on my feet as possible. I'm not always as fast as I'd like to be, but, you know, there's always room for improvement there. But this helps protect the brain from oxidative damage and also enhances brain cell transmission. And this also has, as you mentioned, it has kind of a two-layered effect. So it has, all these products have the base of those six herbs that we mentioned. But then this one has the huperzine and bacopa, which is a botanical extract that is known to have brain-enhancing qualities or memory-improving qualities. So tell us, your favorite is which one of the five?
Well, I come from a family where dementia and Alzheimer's is very, very common.
Okay.
Two generations back, my grandmother, her sisters, and what I do for a living is what you do. I talk, I research, I have to recall, and I'm not young. I mean, I'm up in my years, so I have to remember that you have to stay on your game, and it scares me to death to think about those things coming in my direction. And I have been someone who has always taken the nutrition for the brain. But as I got into this idea of opening up these endocannabinoids, and we have all of these CB1 receptors in the brain, I started thinking to myself, if I can open up all those lock and keys in my brain, isn't it going to make a difference for communication and cognitive and recall? So the brain has become one of my favorites. I love the Inflame. I'm very busy. I have a ranch. I have a lot of horses. I'm outside, and they take a lot of work, and this body doesn't work like it used to. So I use the Inflame. I've been always taking the nutrition, but once again, opening the receptor sites, letting the body become balanced again. So the Inflame, and then I love the Sleep. Those are my three favorites. Those are the three that I use.
Okay, and then I think I've talked to the people at the company, and they say that the Inflame is the most popular, and I think the Sleep is the second most popular. So just to give people an idea on what people, how many they sell of these different products. And by the way, the products are available in the natural food stores, both here in Hawaii and in California, where we broadcast our show. And if they don't have them, I'm sure they can order them. Just ask for the Emerald Health Bioceutical product. And again, there's Endo Sleep, Endo Brain, Endo Bliss. Oh, yeah, let's talk about the Bliss. That has the saffron extract. Tell us what that does.
It does. Well, you know, the interesting thing is a lot of people confuse the two of them, the bliss and the calm, and I understand why. But the way that I've learned how to describe them is when you are stressed and you are running in circles and you are just crazy out of control, the endocalm, C for calm, C for crazy, it is made to calm us down, keep us even, keep us balanced, but not make us want to take a nap. Just kind of bring the shoulders down and catch your breath. Where the endo bliss. The endo bliss is for the blues. I mean, getting the blues these days is perfectly normal. It's a normal thing to have those down and gray and melancholy days. Mm-hmm. But when they're coming a little closer together, does it mean you need to run right to the doctor for an antidepressant or a mood elevator? No. There's many stops on that train, and the bliss is wonderful for just allowing you to kind of feel a little bit of that uplifting feeling again. Now, I have people that do both because they're stressed out and blue, and they work really well together. I have to tell you something funny. I was at Expo East.
Which is
they were doing something called...
For people that don't know what Expo East and West is, which you mentioned, they're trade-only industry conferences where all the new products are introduced and all the products are reviewed, previewed, and exhibited. Yeah, go ahead.
And thank you for that. And, you know, people were walking up to the booth and they were doing something called a bliss bomb, where people would take two of the capsules and they would bite them and then swallow them and take a little bit of water just for like a bomb of bliss, if you will. And they would come back in about 10 minutes and they'd be like, wow, what was that? you know? And just kind of the chilling kind of standing under a waterfall kind of, wow, that felt really good.
Well, you know what that does. You know what that's from, Dr. Berg. I think more than anything, isn't it the clove oil and the combination formulas?
I think there, and also with the bliss, the saffron brings a lot to the table as well. Okay. And it's just really wonderful. I've been able to talk to people that really needed something that they really wanted to see results with, and. Uh-huh. I haven't had anybody disappointed. Everybody's been really happy. And I love being able to talk about things that are exciting, but I love talking about things that are more for people that are looking for something or they've been unsuccessful in their journey, and all of a sudden they find something that just works.
Yeah, definitely. It. And also, these are a lot more cost-effective than, you know, some of these CBD products. They're $50, $60, $80, and I saw one for about $100. And that's why the natural food stores, now they have to keep them in a case because, of course, they had shoplifting problems with these pricey products. And these products are comparable to other supplements that all the stores carry. So, you know, you don't break the bank, although you might break your morosis or your state of blues, as you mentioned, you'll break some of the conditions that you have with these. And let's back up and just review before we go to Dick Allgaier's health report. We have one more break of the hour. But just to review what the endocannabinoid system is in the body and how these products work without using cannabis.
I think if you were to think about your endocannabinoid system, you should think of a bodily system that's been in existence for over 600 million years, but we kind of found out about it over the last 20 to 30 years. Its main job is to balance the body, open up the lines of communication, help with regulating our systems in our body, mediating the body's conversation, if you will, with itself, helping to make sure that the body is open and communicating. So you can kind of think of it as a combination of the circulatory system, the nervous system, the immune system, and all of these systems working together. But most of us are in a deficiency syndrome. And once we start to balance it, you start to achieve that teeter-totter, that equal balance, and the body just starts to fall into place. And everything starts to feel better. Your metabolism, your sleep, your mood, your pain perception, your memory, and the body just starts to work in a more intricate way, the way it was meant to work, because we are severely out of balance and we've done most of it to ourselves. We're guilty of what we eat and how we live and how we think and our mood and our activity. And I think that when we start to do all those good things, it's all going to fall into place.
All right. Good advice indeed. Dr. Jeffrey Berk is with us. When we come back, Jeffrey, I want to ask you about, and I've had this question from more than a few people, and that is, how do you know how much of the CBD-free products or formulas, you know, such as the Emerald Health Bioceuticals. How much do you take in relation to, or is it a milligram equivalent? Or if somebody's taking a CBD product and they want to get off the CBD and onto something that doesn't have any cannabis, what would the conversion factor be on that? Plus, a lot of other information on CBD-free products. And when we come back, we'll have information on tea and coffee. If you're a tea drinker or a coffee drinker, should you drink it white, green, or black? And if you're a coffee drinker, should it be light or dark roast? There's benefits to both, and we'll have that details for you. But stay tuned now for this week's Health Report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
It's an age-old debate. Lifting weights is healthier for the heart than going for a run or a walk, new research has found. Scientists looking at the health records of more than 4,000 people concluded that while both forms of exercise reduce the risk of heart disease, static activities like weightlifting or press-ups have a greater effect than an equivalent amount of dynamic exercise such as running, walking, or cycling. A new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds almost half of U.S. adults are couch potatoes and do absolutely no exercise. Researchers found a quarter of adults sit for more than 8 hours per day, and 1 in 10 are completely physically inactive. In fact, just 2.6% of the population sits for less than 4 hours a day. And finally, I've known this for a long time, but there's another new study that backs it up. Eating leafy greens, dark orange and red vegetables and berry fruits and drinking orange juice may be associated with a lower risk of memory loss over time in men. This is a study published in the November 21st issue of the Neurology, the medical journal of the American Academy of Neurology. Ah, those fruits and leafy green vegetables, good for your brain. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio. A reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Or you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com, and listen to all of our previous shows. Or this show, next week, we'll have it podcast on the website. Okay, if you are a tea or coffee drinker, and you're brewing a cup of holiday tea, good for you. Well, immune cells of tea drinkers respond to viruses 5 times faster than those of coffee drinkers, so say Harvard doctors. And that's because of the inflammation-fighting antioxidant, EGCG. What is that? I think it stands for epigallocatechin gallate. Yeah, I think that's what it is. But anyway, so if you have a favorite kind of tea during the winter, green tea is a good one. Also, herb teas, of course, all kinds of herb teas. And white tea, white and green tea, probably the highest in antioxidants. Okay, on the other hand, if you just can't give up the coffee, what's better for your health, a light roast or a dark roast? Well, it depends. For weight loss, this is interesting. Dark roast drinkers shed more body weight than light roast drinkers at the end of a 4-week study. On the other hand, for less inflammation, light roast contains more chlorogenic acid. Now, keep in mind that other things besides coffee contain this valuable acid, strawberries, I remember, and some other fruits. But it's an antioxidant that lowers inflammation. You'll get more if you use a lightly roasted coffee. For a better buzz, well, it apparently doesn't matter. Light or dark roast, just comes down to your preference. The caffeine content is the same. But better yet, forget the roast or toast. And, you know, I don't drink coffee myself, but if I did, I would go with the cold brew coffee. Let's put our guest on the spot here. Dr. Jeffrey Burke, do you drink coffee?
I do not. I love the smell of it, but I am a green tea drinker.
Ah, good for you. Okay, so you have five times more immune cells, your body responds five times faster than if you were a coffee drinker. So that's a good thing. Okay, all right. Sorry. Mm-hmm. We'll shift gears back to our topic of discussion, and that is CBD and CBD alternatives. Now, I got a question from more than a few people on this, and that is, how do you know how much of these CBD alternatives to take, you know, such as the Emerald Health Bioceutical products, the EndoBrain, the EndoSleep, Bliss, Calm, and Flame? All these have the base, as you were talking about earlier, of the different compounds, the phytocannabinoids or plant cannabinoids without having cannabis-based cannabinoids. But how do people know how much to take of this versus how much to take of maybe if they want to get off a CBD product?
First of all, if you don't mind, I want people to remember that in the body you have CB1 and CB2 receptor
yes,
sites.
Right.
Cannabis works on your CB1 sites. CBD works on your CB2 sites. The products from Emerald Bioceuticals, these plant-based products, work on both CB1 and CB2. Now, that being said, it's kind of like apples and oranges, even though they're going to get you there differently. So I want people to remember that you can compare them, but you can't compare them completely unless you're using both the cannabis and the CBD to work on both sets of receptor sites, as well as the Emerald products that are working on both. Now, that being said, because there is new THC, that's another reason you can't really compare them, because these are always and never have had THC, where CBD and cannabis both are grown. It's in the plant themselves, the THC. If someone is going to ask me the best way to start on these, it's really not measured by weight. We usually recommend starting with the 2-a-day dosage. Now, I have had people after 30 days that have increased their dosage because they found that a little bit more works for them. They might have more body weight on their frame. They're under a little bit more stress. Their lifestyles are more active, or they're coming from a place of really bad ill health. But I still don't start people on more than two of them a day.
Okay.
And they can also use it in combination with their CBD if they do choose, and there's no counterindication.
All right. On that note, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, I want to mention, too, that one of the world's leading experts on cannabinoids, Dr. Giovanni Appendino in Novara, Italy, has more than 20 papers published on the endocannabinoid system. He has been involved in producing these Emerald Health Bioceuticals. What's the website? Is it emeraldhealthbio.com?
Yes, it is.
emeraldhealthbio.com. Dr. Jeffrey Burke, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I was honored.
All right. And again, available at your nearest natural food store in California or Hawaii, wherever you're listening to this show. In fact, I don't have time. I'll tag these stores next week as far as where you could get them. See you next week. Aloha.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.